Kathleen, how are you?
Good, Tony.
Why is it your name always makes me stumble? I don't know.
It does that to everybody. You're not the only one.
Oh, well, I feel a lot better then. well, we were talking about you two yesterday. I wanted to get a little bit more serious with you. There have been a lot of trials and tribulations with the Lansing public schools, and we've had many folks on to talk about this, including many folks involved with that union, including Jerry Swartz, who is the outgoing union president. And there just seems to be a lot of challenges as far as getting everyone on the same page. There have been board members who have asked the superintendent, T.C. Wallace, to step down. There has been rhetoric at meetings that didn't pertain to the specifics that were supposed to be discussed at meetings. There's a budget shortfall of up to $20 million, if not more. There seems to be dysfunction. How do you see it?
Well, you know what? I was talking with someone who is an expert in this area who said to me, you know, here's the story. A lot of boards get along just great when there's plenty of money, but when there is no money, it starts to become like a family squabbling over the small amount of money that there is. You know, husbands and wives don't fight when they have plenty of cash. They fight when the money is tight. And that does seem to be part of what's at work here. The board started out with an estimated $25 million deficit, which went because of various, you know, federal ARRA money and other types of things. It got down to about $22 million. They have made enough cuts to get that deficit down to $18 million. They have $10 million in their fund equity account, so if they use that all, they have a deficit of about $7.7 million left, and that's pretty much where they're stuck. Erasing that deficit does depend on concessions from the union, and that is not guaranteed. And that's not just the teachers' union, but other district unions as well.
All right, $7.7 million, how do you get to zero from that?
Well, The request that they have made to the unions is a 10% pay cut and a benefit concession. And they have been negotiating, you know, regularly for the past, in a number of sessions over the past few weeks. And, of course, they're not allowed to disclose what they are discussing at the table in public. So we kind of just have to hope for the best. You know, I think I've heard a little bit of cautious optimism, but the board is poised to pass this budget on Thursday, and I doubt the union concessions will arrive before that time.
So what happens?
Well, they have two choices. One is to not submit a budget and cease operation, and obviously that is not a viable choice. The other choice is to submit a deficit budget, to pass a deficit budget, admit to the state that they do not have enough money to run the district, and then create a plan, work with the state to create a plan that goes out another year and shows how in year two they're going to make up for the deficit in year one.
I get a little angry when I see the bickering going on. As someone who worked at Eastern High School for 5 years, I feel like I have a little vested heart into that school district, and I want to see it do well. When I saw your story titled Future of Lansing's Math and Science Academy Uncertain, that kind of bummed me out from the aspect that that's something that we need, don't you think?
Yeah, it's a great educational idea. You know, K-8 school is a real trend, and math and science is a real need. And the parents who have been part of the Wood Creek Elementary math and science and program have been very supportive of, you know, this is just a good idea. But the fact that something has happened where miscalculations were made, where changes in plans were made, and now they need an extra $400,000 to do it, it's difficult to take at this time, this budget time. And I think even the board members who voted against this the other night did it because of the fiscal aspect, not because they think a math and science academy is a bad idea.
I wanted to get your take on Governor Snyder's big press conference yesterday. There's an overhaul for the worst schools, if you will. They can involve schools from all around the state. That's how it's important. Could be important for us, but it's short-term focus is going to be on schools in the Detroit public schools. Did you get a chance to follow that story at all?
You know, I did, and I have mixed thoughts on this. One of the huge complaints that school folks have these days is that there are so many layers of bureaucracy. There are state guidelines to meet. There are federal guidelines to meet. There's data, demands for educational data that come without extra funding to pay for people to collect and analyze the data. And this looks, I'm not sure how an extra school district is going to help. I'm afraid that it will just add an extra layer of bureaucracy to a system that already is layered with bureaucracy. Does that make sense?
Yeah, sure. So, you know, as someone who's been covering education, instead of taking a whole district or many schools, any thoughts on how you correct one school? What needs to happen when you have academic challenges?
Well, you know, I think Waverly Middle School is a great example. They wound up on the list of lowest achieving schools last year, which they are not sure they really belong there, but they said, okay, fine, if we're stuck here, what we're going to do is turn this show around. And they have gotten turned in a really good plan for turning the middle school around, managed to get $1.5 million in grants to do that. They have made a longer school day, added a summer school component for all students, have boosted the math and reading tutoring, and have just done a really good job. Now, Eastern, unfortunately, did not get a grant for its high school program, but they're going to go ahead with that anyway. And they also have a longer school day, more intense time with teachers for students. I think that there are ways to turn a school district around without taking it, a school building around without taking it out of its district and putting it in a different district that is only for bad schools.
You know, Kathleen, I think also what's key here, and it's going to need a culture change, is parental involvement in children's educations. As I mentioned, when I worked at Eastern High School, I was in a capacity that I worked in several different programs. One was helping athletes get the grades they needed to participate in sports, which means we had to have a team effort between administration, between the coaches, between the individual players and their parents. We also had programs for children who had challenges with academics. And in working with these programs for 5 years like I did, in most instances, these children were smart, they were bright, but they either had poor work habits, poor study habits, or didn't prioritize education. And this all comes from the parents. And it's not going to happen in a year, in 5 years, in 10 years. I think it's going to take a culture change.
You know, this is hard, and this is something that is true. I know I, as a single parent of two kids, I have a master's degree, a huge support system, and a decent income, and I still have a hard time getting it together. And I can't imagine how tough it must be to make school your number one priority if you don't have proper shelter or enough money to pay your bills and put food on the table. I think that, you know, that it's very much a cultural issue. The League of Human Services discusses this all the time. How are we going to improve our education system when we can't improve our system for families?
Well, it's going to be interesting to see how this statewide program works out. I'll be in touch with you probably later this week. It's going to be the Kathleen Levy Show on
hey,
Tony's Morning Show. But I really appreciate and respect the coverage that you have for the Lansing School District and for education. I think when you're a parent, boy, it really touches home, doesn't it?
It does. It absolutely does.
All right, Kathleen, thanks so much.
All right.